And good morning to you, Wanda. The Florida Supreme Court ruled Thursday that the city of Aventura broke state law when it created its red light camera system. It's a ruling that will likely ensnare dozens of other Florida cities that did the same before the state regulated red light cameras in 2010. WLRN reporter Rick Stone has details.
The court ruled that the camera systems violated state law that requires uniform traffic rules across the state. Legislation passed in 2010 legalized them all, but by then, up to 70 cities had been raking in fine money for at least 2 years. Hallandale lawyer Brett Luskin filed the original lawsuit against the city of Aventura, but he says several other cities, including many in South Florida, are also on the hook.
Everything they did was illegal, and essentially all of the money that they collected was illegal. All of that money is sort of ill-gotten gains and ostensibly will need to be returned.
Tickets issued after July 1st, 2010 are not affected by the lawsuit, and neither is the future of the red light cameras still operating all over the state. Luskin says they are potent moneymakers. In the year that ended in July 2013, camera fines totaled $62.5 million. The state gets about half of that, and the rest is divided between the city and the company that sells the cameras. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
A new study shows that almost a quarter of Floridians would benefit if the federal minimum wage were increased to $10.10 an hour. The study was authored by Oxfam America. That's an international organization working to reduce poverty. 19% of the country's workforce is now in low-paying jobs, and the situation is worse in Florida. That's according to Andrew Yarrow. He's one of the study's authors.
Well, South Florida's a fair amount worse than the national average, to be honest. I mean, it's about 5 to 8 percentage points higher than the national average in terms of numbers of low-wage workers, numbers who would benefit.
The study analyzed each congressional district to see what percentage of the workforce was made up of low-wage employees. Surprise, surprise, the Upper East Side of Manhattan had the fewest low-wage workers at 6.8% of the workforce. The physical transformation of a Jacksonville school named for a Ku Klux Klan leader is underway. The Duval County School Board voted to rename Nathan B. Forrest High School after an online petition urged that change. It will now be called Westside High. Jim Minion owns a Jacksonville signage company, and he spent the afternoon removing the old letters from the school's facade.
You know, this school has had this name since 1959, and now we're here to transition, you know, to the new name, and that's a big deal for the community.
Minion donated his company's services to change the outside signage, and other local businesses contributed $3,000 to $4,000 to change the facility's other signs. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.